Besides bilateral agenda, it included my participation in the third Russia-ASEAN summit, and it was back in the day that we proclaimed the strategic partnership of Russia and ASEAN. And I would like to thank you for the fact that Singapore became the place and the country where this event took place. And we wish you successful ASEAN chairmanship next year. Our countries interact not only here, but also at other international platforms, including the UN primarily. Russia-Singapore relations have been traditionally mutually respectful and pragmatic, and we maintain a constructive dialogue in areas of shared interest. We also maintain contacts between foreign ministries. We have coordination when it comes to responding to common challenges and threats, namely with regard to ensuring international information security. And we have a lot to offer to one another here. I've already mentioned that, and I know that in your country, you are quite interested in that because we're talking about one of the main challenges for the modern world. We have significant potential in the economic sector. So far, it has not been fully unlocked due to the restrictions that were imposed, among other things. However, the channels for business communication remain open. In April, Singapore hosted another session of Russia-Singapore Business Dialogue. We welcome the participation of the Singapore delegation in the 29th St. Petersburg International Economic Forum, and we would be happy to see your representatives at other multilateral events organized in Russia, including a Eastern Economic Forum that we will soon host in Vladivostok. We also attach great attention to enhancing humanitarian ties and development of cooperation in education and culture. During today's meeting, we have a good opportunity to discuss in detail the topical issues, including the state and prospects of bilateral relations. Once again, let me highlight, we're happy to have you here, and I'm sure that our today's meeting and yesterday's discussions will benefit bilateral ties. Thank you.
Thank you very much, President Putin. And once again, I'd like to thank you and the government and people of Russia for the warm hospitality extended to me and my delegation for this visit. This is my first time visiting Russia personally and in my official capacity. So it is extra meaningful, and I'm delighted also that I have this chance during this visit to meet with you. We had a very good discussion earlier today in this ASEAN-Russia summit, and Singapore welcomes Russia's strong support for ASEAN centrality and your active engagement of ASEAN. We look forward to working closely with Russia to identify practical areas for cooperation with ASEAN when we take over as chair of ASEAN next year. Bilaterally, our two countries, as Mr. President, you highlighted just now, have long-standing relations marked by mutual respect, pragmatism, and constructive cooperation. Singapore values our relations with Russia, with the government of Russia and its people. I had a very good meeting earlier just now with the Rais of Tatarstan and his team. We have very good ties with Tatarstan. We want to continue building on the relations we have with other parts of Russia as well, and I look forward to this discussion today, Mr. President, with you and your team to consider and identify areas of cooperation where we have shared interest so that we can take our relationship further. Thank you very much once again for the warm welcome.